Sharp rushed back to the Leicester house, clutching a sheaf of reports. He found Meade at the small table, which had a burning candle, a plate of crackers, and a half-pint flask of whiskey on it. Hancock and Slocum were stretched out on the rough cot in the corner. Other generals stood or sat around the Potomac Army commander. For all the horror its members had witnessed that day and could expect to see the next, the War Council had the air of a routine business meeting. Butterfield read out loud the roster reports. The generals listed the condition of each U.S. Corps. The Yankees had inflicted tremendous casualties on the enemy and had stood off Longstreet's ferocious onslaught at Cemetery Ridge without having to tap the considerable strength of the 6th Corps. What's more, large parts of the 5th and 12th Corps had not been used much in the day's battle. Butterfield estimated Meade had 58,000 troops fit for duty. Meade then called on Sharp, who recited Babcock's report to the War Council with the update he had just received. The only fresh men Lee had for his worn-out army were from Pickett's division, which has come up and is now in bivouac, Sharp said assertively. The generals in the room did the math quickly in their heads. With Lee's exhausted force depleted and a hefty chunk of Meade's force still unused, the Army of the Potomac could count on having a 6-to-1 advantage in fresh troops for July 3rd. Hancock looked up and said with a smile, "We have got them nicked." He added, glancing at the spymaster with the same smile, that Sharp deserved a whiskey and cracker for the intelligence he provided. Sharp, who was famished, would have reached for the snack in front of Meade if he'd had a higher rank than colonel. Meade put the options they now had to a vote among his war council. Should they retire to Pipe Creek, nearer their supply base, or remain at Gettysburg to fight? The generals voted to remain at Gettysburg. The Potomac Army had retreated too much, and Sharp's intelligence told them the odds were with them if they remained where they were. Meade's second question: should the army attack at Gettysburg or await the rebel attack? Remain on the defensive on the high ground, the generals answered. Let the rebels waste lives charging uphill.